Pakistan has a distinctive indirect tax system based on a sales tax divided between the federal government and provincial authorities. While the federal government primarily administers 18% sales tax on goods through the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, provinces have the authority to impose sales tax on services supplied within their jurisdictions. As a result of the 2010 tax reform, businesses providing services in Pakistan may have obligations under one or more provincial sales tax regimes, depending on where their services are supplied. This highlights the importance of understanding provincial sales tax rules, including registration, invoicing, reporting, and compliance. Understanding Pakistan's sales tax system. Pakistan's sales tax system has undergone several major changes since independence, moving from a provincial tax to a federally governed tax. At the time of partition in 1947, sales tax was a provincial matter and was imposed and administered by provinces such as Punjab and Sindh. However, in 1948, following the enactment of the General Sales Tax Law, sales tax was transferred to the federal level. This was reinforced in 1952, when responsibility for the tax was formally shifted to the central government. The initial tax system operated as a multi-stage tax applied at every point of sale, creating difficulties for businesses, particularly traders. Consequently, the trading community raised concerns about the burden of this system, which eventually led to the introduction of the Sales Tax Law in 1951. The 1951 law introduced a more controlled system based on licensed manufacturers and wholesalers. Under this arrangement, licensed businesses could purchase goods from each other without paying sales tax, while tax was imposed when goods were sold to unlicensed traders. Over time, the system evolved so that sales tax became applicable on locally produced goods at the time of sale and on imported goods at the time of importation. In the 1980s, the Pakistani government recognized that the existing sales tax framework created economic distortions and inefficiencies. As a result, it decided to reform its tax system and replace the traditional sales tax model with a VAT-based model. Thus, in 1990, the new sales tax law replaced the previous one from 1951. The new system was based on the VAT principle, where tax is charged at different stages of the supply chain while allowing businesses to claim credit for taxes paid on inputs. The development of Pakistan's sales tax system has continued since 2000, when provincial sales tax laws were introduced. Notably, only services that are explicitly listed as taxable are subject to tax. This differs from the treatment of goods, which are taxable unless specifically exempted. Provincial sales tax authorities and their jurisdiction. In 2000, sales tax on services ordinances were adopted in Sindh, Punjab, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and Balochistan provinces, as well as the Islamabad Capital Territory Tax on Services Ordinance. Between 2001 and 2015, these ordinances were transposed into provincial laws. More specifically, the Sindh Sales Tax on Services Law, 2011, the Punjab Sales Tax on Services Law, 2012, the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, KPK, Finance Law, 2013, and the Balochistan Sales Tax on Services Law, 2015. Taxable services under provincial sales tax. The list of taxable services that fall under the scope of provincial sales taxes includes services provided by hotels, motels, guest houses, marriage halls, and lawns, advertisement on television and radio, services provided by persons authorized to transact business on behalf of others, such as those provided by customs agents, courier services, financial services, construction services, and others listed in the second schedule. Notably, every province has its own applicable sales tax rates. The standard sales tax rate is either 15% or 16%, each province. CE administers its own sales tax on services, regulating registration, collection, and compliance within its jurisdiction. Registering for sales tax. Because each authority operates independently, businesses supplying services in different regions may need separate registrations and compliance processes. This creates additional administrative challenges, particularly for companies providing nationwide services. However, in all provinces, businesses that want to complete registration can do so through online platforms governed by provincial tax authorities by submitting the required documents, such as an incorporation certificate and bank statements. Businesses must register in a province if they are resident there, provide any service listed in the second schedule, or meet other registration criteria. Sales tax requirements for non-resident digital service providers. The tax treatment of non-resident digital service providers depends on several factors, including the type of service, location of customers, contractual arrangements, and whether the provider has a taxable presence or registration requirement. Digital service providers should pay particular attention to customer location rules because provincial sales tax is generally based on where the service is consumed rather than where the supplier is physically located. Under provincial laws, services provided by non-resident suppliers are taxable when recipients are local consumers. Given that there is no registration threshold, foreign company providers must register for sales tax from the first supply of digital services. Once they are registered, they must electronically file a monthly return by the 15th day of the following month. All tax-related records must be kept for 5 years. International businesses also need to consider how provincial sales tax interacts with other Pakistani tax obligations, including income tax withholding requirements and federal regulatory rules. Conclusion. Pakistan's sales tax system has moved from provincial to federal control and back again in part, reflecting a broader push toward decentralized administration. While the system allows provinces to generate their own revenues, it also creates compliance challenges for businesses operating across multiple jurisdictions. As Pakistan's digital economy continues to expand, provincial sales tax compliance is likely to become increasingly important for both domestic and international businesses,